The ILO's annual International Labour Conference concluded after just over 2 weeks of discussions on key issues affecting the world of work, including the aging of the population, the greening of the economy, and social dialogue. In his closing remarks, Director General Guy Ryder highlighted the responses to initiatives he had submitted to the conference, including the Enterprise Initiative, which he said received great attention.
On this one, there was strong convergence around the need for the ILO to establish a platform of engagement with enterprises, and very much on the grounds set out in my report. Where some differing emphases came was in respect of how to engage, with employers in particular insistent on greater clarity on method.
Delegates also discussed the contribution of the world of work to the greening of the economy.
In my report, I described the role that the ILO will be called upon to play in the transition to a low-carbon, sustainable development path as the single factor which would most clearly distinguish the organisation's second centre of activity from its first. You seem to agree, and the technical work carried out by this conference confirms that understanding.
In the course of the gathering, delegates also voted to permanently lift a restriction that had paved the way for countries to impose sanctions on Myanmar. The measure had been temporarily suspended at the 2012 conference. This, the Director General said, completes a long journey of action.
It has been a unique, bumpy, sometimes uncomfortable ride, but it's one that vindicates ILO capacities, demonstrates just what this organisation can achieve when it unites behind its values and when it exploits to the full the instruments at its disposal.
The two-week conference held in Geneva brought together almost 5,000 delegates representing governments, employers and workers from around the world. Patrick Moser, reporting from the ILO in Geneva.